Our MC for the night, Mr. Michael Tucker.
Our first presenter tonight is LaVar. LaVar is a very talented guy, man. I've really been watching his moments around here. He's nice.
When I think of society, I think of noise. Complex and components that don't mesh or complement each other, but that stump each other, stop each other. But what remains is the building, the genius of effort someone made or didn't make to contribute to people, not a gender, a race, not an animal or beast, but to people. And the irony is that no one pays attention, no one person, but yet most in their self-righteous, yet self-entitled man-made titles, yet they forget, yet they neglect the one who came before them, the silent one, the shy one, the excuse me, but you look like you could use a hand with that, the I think I can one, the one who said one day I will fly, the one who said I can, the one who said I can make it work, the one who said, I'm going to do what's never been done. Huh. And here we are. Society, the noise and pollution in the pollution of a thought with our thoughts, crowding and critiquing perfection with no one to say, how dare the unperfected? Pavements were paved here, roads were. Chisels and hammers clashed here. Words of endearment, courage, and songs of love crafted here, right here. Songs of songs, instruments of faith, instruments of security, instruments of, well, think about it. Death. Light met physics here. Life met its end in someone. One brought him back here. Compassion met ingenuity here. Peace in its desperation to exist met force here. Shock shields and shackles ran supreme here. Wasted efforts met riches here. Failed attempts met progress here. Writings of who? The one could not make it then. And how whoever dared could make it now. That ink runs dry. Here. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jamie Henderson, and I'm the Vice President of Uhuru Salsa Culture Club. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to our 2018 annual poetry share. The theme of tonight is called Wasted Words, and let's all start using our words to build, heal, and uplift everybody. Well, Uhuru Salsa is an African-American culture club, and it's just a club that is about trying to prepare the men in here for when they come home. We believe that it shouldn't take for you to be 12 months, 6 months to the gate to start preparing yourself for coming back home and being an asset to your family and an asset to the community. So what we are doing and what we have been doing is we have just been coming in trying to get programs for the men, like financial programs, mentorship programs. We have a beautiful bars program that touches on the trauma that men go through. And in here, it's such a tough ego that a lot of men put out. And in order for us to heal, in order for us to be better, you know, we have to get past that being a macho man or being a tough guy. So that's the one thing that we love about this bars program that we have, because it deals with the trauma that we have went through in our life, from being gang members, from being a single parent home, from just abuse that we have went through on the streets that we don't want to confront. So that's why we have that. And we have a financial class also to get the men ready so they can learn how to balance a checkbook, pay bills. We're just trying to do a lot, and we just believe that, again, that it shouldn't start when you're 6 months to 12 months to the gate for you to start preparing for your release.
Theron Hall.
Theron, tell me about your performance today.
Well, it's a poem based on a friend's who wrote it, actually. I didn't write the poem. He was unable to be here, so I figured I would step up and speak on his behalf. It's mainly about his relationship with his children and his passed away father. The passion that he wrote it, I think I'm going to try to convey it as best as I can.
Why did it take a tragedy like this for me to take a true look at myself and realize what I've missed? Pop, I was wrong. You raised me best you knew how. All I saw was them streets. Make ends meet, money I wanted now. You tried to keep me true. What was waiting for me, you knew. Football was my ticket, didn't see high school through. You tried, it's true. The blame's not on you. You passed away last year, my words unsaid. Please know I love you. Little daddy and little mama, I hope you remember me. Even though I'm behind these walls, I pray for you faithfully. Made the biggest mistake of my life, and I know you wonder why I left, but please don't judge me too harsh. I have not finished yet. Life goes on, and you'll grow strong. Together we will see ups and downs, smiles and frowns. The world is bigger than you and me. May Allah order his angels to protect you constantly. The truest words I've left unsaid, daddy loves you, wherever you may be.
My name is Cornelius Davis. I think that there's so much to be said that we don't say because it might not be politically correct or people might not agree with it. I think that, for one thing, we have to stop waiting for other people to make a ship or a vehicle for Black people to progress and feel like everything is equality. I think that we have to stop waiting for the dream that Martin Luther King dreamed of, and that we have to start living in it and believing in it ourselves for it to become reality.
So allow me to introduce to you, I, Key, the one and only Sir Cornelius, the glasses wearing, head shaving, big smile having, that Urkel type, Carlton-like, brother like no other. Here to share with you words left unsaid would be words wasted and dead. See, from the motherland came we, our ancestors, strong, Black, proud, but they were captured by evil men and sold to evil men. They were kidnapped, terrorized, tortured, robbed of our lands and our culture, forced to toil and served, enslaved us, while they raped our wives and our daughters and killed our sons right in front of our faces, and still to this day deny what racism has created. We, hundreds of years later, we still cry out in pain. And there's gunshots in our neighborhoods. It's our kids dying in vain. Would my words be wasted if I said to you brothers, no more gangs? Would my words be wasted to tell y'all that it's just another chain? And would it matter at all if I fell down on my knees? Did Eric Garner's words matter when he told the officers, I can't breathe? Now here we are, and they laugh and they scorn Black Lives Matter. They say that Black folks should just stop crying about the past, that racism is over, and none of this matters. My white friends ask me, they say, Key, why can't you just let it go? You're too young, you never even saw Jim Crow. And then they proceeded to tell me that there's no systematic racism. They told me that our complaint is just a pretense. But when I hit Fox News, I saw one of them standing up there talking about making America great again. But I have a dream that will never die. You know what? We need to keep believing, keep dreaming. Then we'll see the world that Martin dreamed of crystallize. Will my words be wasted if I said, hands up, don't shoot? I know my words wouldn't be wasted if we said to all the mothers out there that we should have listened to you. Were Obama's words wasted when he said, yes, we can? Now I want you to realize that our destiny as a people don't depend on any other race of man. Will my words be wasted if I said to y'all that we need to stop calling our women bitches, start treating them like queens, stop clapping at each other, calling each other nigga? Then maybe, just maybe, we'll start to behave like the kings that we were meant to be. Man, are my words not clear? Because I don't hear nothing from y'all right now. Maybe it's just not heard. Because we're living in this generation of pain and prejudice. The TV is telling us what to think. We ignore the shepherd. We're like the walking dead, and we're enslaved by smoke and drink. But when will we love one another and help each other heal? When will we stop allowing what others think about our race to become what we feel is real? When will we stand against this plague of addiction and incarceration, even though we know that it's Willie Lynch's plan for the next few generations? That's why I say today that we need to lift each other up. Brothers, divided, we fail, but together we rise. When we come together, we're gonna be like 400 billion, 400 million stars shining in the night sky. Let education be our call. Let prosperity be our goal. If we come together, love, unity, honor, understanding, respect, and our uniqueness will heal our souls and make us whole. Now, when I say Uhuru, y'all say Sasa. Uhuru! Sasa! That's what I'm talking about.
So I'm here with
Delaine Jones. My piece is called Long Range Game. It's really about how I believe the system was geared to trick me into the prison and how I'm recognizing that. And I take and use it for myself for positivity to keep myself not only out of prison, but uplift the community, uplift my people. Well, I've been in prison for 30 years now, since I was 17 years old. I'm 47. So it was just a lot of self-reflection, how I got here, just really rooting around inside of me. And trying to find answers. I mean, rather than blaming anybody else for my problems, recognizing the decisions that I made, the choices that I was giving, limited however else, that led me to be here, serving this much time, and having been here since such a young age. Y'all know who I am. I'm gonna show you who I be. Truth, I've run from it all my life. I wrapped myself in game, faking like or maybe pretending that it was the same, but now I find myself in a cage. Not for a day or an hour or even a few years. See, I've done 3 dimes, 6 tears, 30 years. How did this happen? Running from the truth, I couldn't peep the trap that was laid. I thought that I was the hunter, the big game stalker, the beast that mobbed the streets and ruled the dark places, but these cats got long range game. They set a trap for what they feared the most. Too valuable to kill or hang from a tree, so they tied the rope to a sack, a pistol, a Range Rover on 23s. You best believe these cats got long-range game. See, at first they had me thinking that I had only one way out, that money was the answer just because it'd been denied to me and mine. So while I chased a funky dollar, they doctored the books. They've had me on tab from the word go. Gave me just enough to fall short to keep me begging, pleading, and wanting for more. As they tell you where to live and how to live and who to live with. And our kids become their kids, man. Like Nat, I was born on a plantation. I've lived on one or another all my life. I was bred to be hungry. They kept me that way. So it was no big deal to trick me into a cage. You see, poverty breeds hunger, and hunger will fester until it blooms into frustration. Frustration is just a thin line away from the rage in my DNA. Prison is a multi-billion dollar a year industry, yet they study telling me that crime don't pay. Come on, man. And please don't think less of me because I rage against the machine. I'm just trying to overcome the system as I overcome myself. Placing my faith in God, I became passive, a defender on both fronts. Just another grunt swinging a sword on the front line. Not the general I was called to be, that I need to be, that I got to be to break free. But free from what to where? See what I mean? Long range game. It causes you to doubt, to fear freedom, the one thing that should be wholeheartedly embraced. So as for me, I'll embrace the gray. See, that's where freedom lives. For few things are ever pure black or all white. So you can find me as the day turns into night. I heard an old head call it twilight. So I'll stand on this line, the sun blowing my mind. Baking my soul to this deep dark chocolate hue that you see. The darkness that chilled me to the bone and beyond, calling me back to the place I was born in and know oh so well. The hood, the ghetto, the game, the life. It can feel like heaven as it drags you through a lifetime of hell. I see that there's only one way out. There's only one way for me to truly be free. There's only one way for me to do what Hannibal couldn't do, win the battle on both fronts. I must embrace what put me here and wield it without fear, but with a mind to a time outside of my present position. You see, I can't unknow the darkness, and the light won't be denied. So I'll stand here in twilight, looking way, way down the divide. I must be patient, but bold and decisive when the time is right. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. The long-range game is mine.
My name is Cavill.
Cavill, what is your piece about?
Poem called What If. It's about possibilities, dreaming. Don't let your dreams stop. Just keep dreaming, aiming for the moon. I just feel like, you know, a lot of people gave up on life and you shouldn't. So I give some inspiration to people that shouldn't give up.
If nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream, are dreams supposed to be chased or replaced? with what ifs. If I fail, if I can, if I can't, if it's worth it. If. So many ifs. If you can embrace these moments, you'll see that you're your biggest opponent. If I fail, then let me try again. If we fail, then let us try again. It was said, if it's not growing, then it's dying. If that's true, then why continue to make excuses for not trying? If challenges are meant to be faced, then aren't dreams worth the chase? And that's it.
Jamel White, but we call him ATL. Come on up, boy.
I want to bless you with this conscious thought that I had come into my mind, sitting watching the news, seeing what was happening to young men that could be us. We sit behind these walls right now, but out there in these streets, brothers is dying, natives is dying. You know, our people are affected by that, our families. From Trayvon Martin, just wearing a hoodie, eating some candy, walking through a neighborhood trying to go home. Tamir Rice, an 11-year-old boy, out playing with his friends, wasn't able to make it home. Freddie Gray, hands up, didn't make it home. Eric Garner, I can't breathe, didn't make it home. And in my mind, I had these reflections. Is it justice or just us? When the law allows for the trust to be broken, all of the words spoken won't ring true. Let them tell it, it isn't about the hue of our skin or the environment we live in. But history tells us otherwise. Why must we always compromise the lives of our sons and daughters? Daily we are slaughtered, physically and in spirit. Mothers scream, but they don't hear it until buildings burn. A small light out of the darkness, filling the hole where our heart is. And still we must go on. What we have lost will make us strong. Pain will always change you. There is no honor amongst thieves. And in this stolen land, we must keep faith to believe. We must take action to achieve. But what really matters is which wolf you feed. Those are my reflections.
Abdul Rashid, Al Wadud.
And tell me about your piece today.
It is a piece that's inspired by my daughter. I've been incarcerated for about 24 years now. And so when I first fell, she was 9. And so now she's in her 30s and I have grandchildren. She has 3 kids. And so she's grown up, lived her life basically without me. I've tried to parent from in here, but it's a little difficult. And so you can imagine what that's like. And so my daughter, well, I'm proud of my daughter. She's just got her master's from Stanford. Been married for about 12 years now. She's doing quite well. We have a good relationship despite our distance. This is for her.
Here I am, after so many years, hounded by hatred and trapped by fear. These walls surround me, remind me of the places I've been and the skin I'm in. Oh Lord, another prayer so I can continue. I'm not supposed to be here, yet here I sit. Potential without works won't get you. I can tell you what I've done and not, and in all my former glory. It's not a war to me, but a warning from a damn horror story. I'm sorry about the victim strewn by the wayside. I cried when mama died. Hell was my cell when they wouldn't let me go to her graveside. Over 2 decades in the penitentiary, tailmates breaking me because you know I miss her. I'm blessed that my daughter, my baby girl, still speaks to me as another year seeps away. I slave every day, but I'm not wasting away as I roam behind these walls because my conscience, my soul, my entire being continues to yell, scream, call, Uhuru! Salsa! Freedom starts in the mind, yet my baby girl is still without her father. Love is an ethic, sick with broken promises. Mija, my daughter says, Pop, I'm tired of looking around and you're not on the premises, but we'll try this one more again. Because that's what children do. Be a father. They may not like, but they'll always love you. Too many wasted words, or maybe not enough. Wasted actions, wasted time, wasting away. Sorry, baby girl. It's for my daughter.
So I'm here with?
Takuma Jackson. Actually, my piece is it's an overdue letter. It's a letter that I wrote to the mother of my daughter. I never had a chance to really speak to her like I want to because we started to drift after I got incarcerated. And, you know, we were very much in love, supposedly got married. And actually, for the first time, after being arrogant for so many years, I'm apologizing. I've been actually writing this letter for about the last 10 years. Hopefully she'll hear this. It's just that she had my first child and I wasn't there for my daughter after the age of 1. And there was a lot of blame, there were a lot of promises, there was a lot of hope between us. And I kept leading her on and leading her on. And I knew I was doing a lot of times, but I was given this hope that I was getting out soon. But I knew that wasn't the case. And I was hopeful in some sense. And I guess I'm apologizing for leading her astray for so many years and keeping her hopes up. And, you know, like I said, I never apologized for her because of my arrogance and my inability to show that emotional side of me. So that's pretty much what the piece is about. I'm just apologizing for the first time.
Big TJ, man. Come on now, man. Tacoma Jackson.
I'm actually, for the first time, actually a little bit nervous to do this because I'm actually exposing my vulnerable side. I awoke this morning in anticipation of your touch, envisioning your smile. As I pull your picture from my cell wall, I notice your eyes. Your eyes were the fire of light kindling from within. They used to soothe my soul. I carry you in my spirit. As I write this letter in attempts to reclaim your heart, in return, I will reoffer mine. Dear mother of my daughter, this letter's long overdue. We're getting older. Our little girl is growing up. There's something that I've got to tell you. I apologize for all the lies that led you astray. I apologize for these 6,523 days I've been away from her, left for another man to raise. I'm on my knees looking for religion. Light a candle for me, 'cause inside, I'm dying. I remember when we became friends, we had both said that love would just be another simple thing. And now I've gone and shattered your heart in a million pieces from the pain that a simple love could bring. I thought that we were always meant to be, but you just said I was playing games. I put my all in this love affair, but I got locked up, so I guess things changed. And I noticed that we have been drifting, heading in two different directions. You were trust and honesty. I was love and affection. So how did we get here? Do we stay stuck? You had enough, or is it over for us? I need a second, babe. This is too much. You once told me that the linguistics of life was a language of love. Neither angelic nor tranquil, but unbridled. With you, I knew that love. With you, I could breathe a sonnet and inhale the fairy tale while pressing upon my palm the velvet petals of your tender heart. With you, I sit in my cell staring at your picture, and I can still taste the sweet nectar of some maize bloom when I used to sip from your lips, and still feel the burning in my fingertips when I used to caress your hips. I need this war to be over. Let's pray and cry till we're sober. All of our truths on the table. Repair this love if we're able.
Sterling Cuneo.
What is your performance about today?
We Will Win. Really just saying that I think that, you know, it acknowledges some of the challenges that we face as individuals and as communities, and ultimately tries to convey the message that we will ultimately be successful when we become responsible for being better men to our family, whether it's through education, college, savings, or just being honorable, better fathers even, you know, that. So it starts off with an acknowledgement of the challenges, but it comes around to something encouraging, I hope.
As long as we are the number one nation of incarceration, we lose. As long as Monsanto mixes chemical toxins into food without warning on the label, fast fed to kids, we lose. As long as corporations are considered Citizens United in electing policies that place profit over people, and Walmart gets a quarter of every American dollar made selling cheap products made by economic third world slaves and sold by part-time employees denied Medicaid, we lose. As long as mad men claim that climate change is a fiction of left brains and there's no better way than bombs away to resolve conflict peacefully, we lose. Until marginalized communities are mainstream, healthcare is free, and little kids don't commit suicide to escape bullies, we lose. As long as we victimize community with our criminality, we losing. Our kids are losing. Losing fathers, brothers, uncles, grandpa, family. We losing. As long as we turn on each other instead of to each other, divide by difference instead of unite with likeness, we losing. As long as we practice aggression more than empathy and distrust more than trust and think in venomous terms of them versus us, we losing. As long as crack economies are the most lucrative opportunities for disenfranchised felons in the house I live in, we losing. As long as we wreck ecosystems by crashing trains that drain petrol streams into water trickles and cities use more cars than bicycles, we're losing. As long as the earth is cracking from oil fracking, CIA practice tracking with drones over civilian homes, we're losing. As long as the police still squeeze when we scream, hands up, don't shoot, we lose. As long as we sentence kids to die as old men in penitentiary, 8x10s, condemned to life with no hope for parole or redemption, I'm losing. I'm losing. We lose. We losing. We losing until we win. And when we can, and when we will. We will win when we dare to struggle, dare to win. We will win when we build community based upon love and inclusion. We will win when we are a friend to everybody. We will win when we spend days and nights with a reverence for life. We will win when we respect the planet and legalize. We will win when we can speak truth without censor. We will win when we achieve redemption and restore our status as nurturer, protector, and provider. We will win when we plant community gardens and feed the hungry from properties where we own the homes. We will win when we contribute to humanity and have our legacy pay it forward 7 generations. Yes, I say, we will win when we love everybody.
That was amazing, man. That was amazing.
You have been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. A special thank you to OSP staff Tanya Gouchard and Patrice Lance, and to all the performers. Thank you also to Jeremy Medelec and Phil Martin for recording this event.